Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Do you know that the things we read in the Bible, we just kind of read a lot of times glibly and we just let them pass? That God, we just pick, just put a spotlight on something and then let us see clearly, which is one of the things I want to deal with this morning. You know when the Bible says that, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? So what he's saying that, don't you know that your body is the abiding place of God? And the Bible says, all the fullness of, when God comes, he's in all his fullness. You see it as it concerns Jesus in Ephesians 1, and you see the reference to you and I in Ephesians 3, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, if that be the case, that explains why when I shake hands sometimes, that is when I'm conscious, when I'm living conscious of this truth, I shake hands, it's not ordinary. I look at somebody, it's not ordinary. I speak to somebody, it's not ordinary. I feel the fire. I was to say to somebody, it's not ordinary. Why? Because of my consciousness of who I am. That's why sometimes you look at somebody and you're like, oh, and they begin to react. And this is not something that you just put on and put off. No, no, no. This is how he expects us to live. Not that people should be falling when they see you. No, 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 no. But there will be something that is demanding right living. Or how do you explain the fact that how God was in Christ beckoning to the world from Christ? And he says that I and my Father will come and will make our home inside of you. And he says, I've committed to you the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? Just be natural, but be conscious of your supernaturalness, and you see things. You see, how can I be thinking Jesus to the place where I'm talking Jesus? I now think that the devil can cross. Of course he can't. You think I'll get devil's result? Of course not. If I'm thinking Jesus and talking Jesus, I will get Jesus' result. That's the kind of thing. That's why there will be healing, deliverance, breakthroughs. It doesn't have to, not just in church, anywhere you are. That's why you are the light. Everywhere is dark. You are. Thank you. Be seated. Romans chapter 5. You know the mistake we make? We try to regiment God. For all you care, this may be the message, and I don't have to. I'll get in there, will throw me back there. That's it. If I must go to my message, it's my message. Let me tell you how it works. When you are spirit-filled and you are constantly meditating on the word by his grace, what you call intuition, and not just your intuition, is the Holy Ghost talking to you. If you follow them, there will be miracles. I'm not joking. You see, it all fills you that you produce. Jesus said it. Say, a good man out of the treasure of his heart will what produce what? Good. Then he explained further. He said, don't you know that it's only out of the abundance, that's the treasure of the heart, that man speaks. And that's why it's not a mystic that what we speak and declare come to pass. And the wicked man, out of the wickedness of his heart, he speaks. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 5. Let's start from verse 17. Our rush. I don't know why I'm fearing songs in my spirit, man. But that's expected. After that, out of the belly shall flow. Rivers. For if by one man's offense death reigned through that one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. Now, Believers Class, Sunday School, and of course, the fundamental teachings of the Bible, we know that it was one man's offense that cast the shadow of death over the whole earth. Our number one father, Adam. The Bible actually says that when Adam was falling, we were in his bosom. We were inside of him. He will produce us, but he was yet to produce us. So he translated us to be reigned over by death. And that's why the natural man didn't do anything now to warrant what he's suffering or what he will suffer. He is conceived in sin. He is born in sin. He can only speak the language of sin. He can only think sin. It's natural. For him not to be so is to miraculously or magically expect a dog not to bark. That's him. And that's why it's so unfortunate that the children of God, the sons of God, think that the standard for them is the unbeliever. If they are not. And what do you see? Christians are struggling to be like unbelievers in everything. God have mercy. We are the standard. And our own standard is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It was sin that made all of us as natural as we are. Our natural estate is, ideally should be supernatural. Come on, somebody hearing me? But the Bible says, through the righteousness of one and the free gift, let me read exactly the way it is. It says, how much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gifts of righteousness, exactly, will reign in life. So in other words, those who have received this gift, those who have identified, those who have accepted the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, those who are born again, and I guess there are some of them here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you are here, say amen. Amen. Now, don't tell me you are shy. If you are born again, let the devil hear you, because heaven knows. So what the Bible is saying expressly, you are a king. You say, why? Where did he say so? He said, you reign in life as a king. See, as natural as man was ruled over by death and sin, is the same way now that you are naturally a king and you reign over things on earth. So, that means you are a king. You reign in life. Now, your situation may not look like that of a king. It does not change the truth that you are a king. You may never experience the life of a king after your stay here. It still doesn't change the fact that you are a king. The fact that you don't know, or the fact that you don't commit yourself to that life, does not change the truth that you are a king. So what are you saying? The earlier you knew and commit yourself to that lifestyle, the better for you. You will not only reign as a king here, you will reign from here and reign with him thereafter. I mean, not just spiritually. I'm saying physically speaking. I'll give you a little more scriptures. Ephesians chapter 1, quickly. Ephesians 1 says, I'll read from just the prayers of Paul from 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints, Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you, what is asking that God should give you? Can you see, look at what he's calling wisdom. By the time we read through that line, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, watch, that the eyes of your understanding may be what? Enlightened. So in other words, it is wisdom that the eyes of your understanding be opened. That is wisdom. So that you can see beyond your challenges, beyond your physical limitation, so that you can see with your eyes who God is and who he has made you. That is the wisdom. That God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of who? Him. It was 88 or 87. I have this habit of waking in the morning and quickly pray. But the best way I pray is I'm on my face. So I was on my face in the living room. The settees and the stools and the chairs and everything was there. But I fell into a trance. And in that trance, I found myself in a room like that. And there was nothing, only me on the carpet. Then I noticed there was somebody standing at the edge in that vision. And the person had been there, had always been there, but I never knew. That was the impression I got. Who is this? He's always been here, but I never saw him. But then I just got into that trance. I said, not that I've been in that trance before in my life, never. And that the moment I noticed him, he started walking towards me. He was flowing down all the way. From where I was lying down, I tried to look up. I looked to a place almost like this, but it was so tall I couldn't look beyond there. But the legs moved close and stopped just short of where my head was. And what he said that I understood, we've been at this for a while. Don't you think it's time to start? So he dipped like this horse tail brush, little carry, but like hyssop, and carried a bucket. He dipped in the bucket in his hand. And then he sprayed me. And I couldn't take it. And then he just took the first step back and I woke up. From that day, I knew that there's only one thing I can do with my life. Be in his service. I knew. I've never been able to share it to anybody, but suddenly it started coming back to me very strongly. Why am I sharing this? My eyes opened. I saw and I heard. You know, Jesus said, it's only things I see that I do. Okay. And it's the only thing that I hear my Father say that I speak. I feel the fire now. So the prayer says that God will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Come on. In the knowledge of? Come on, follow me. Why? That the eyes of your understanding? So that, why will your eyes be open? So that you may know. Come on, church, here. Are you here with me? The reason God is granting you that spirit is to open your eyes. The reason he's opening your eyes is that you may know. Know what? The hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his head is the saints. Come on, help me. And the exceeding greatness of his power towards me. So I can know the kind of power is unleashing towards me. He's making available to me. He's putting at my disposal. If my eyes are not open, I can't know it. And hear me, church. What you don't know, you don't ever desire. You don't aspire for. You don't dream of what you don't know. You only dream of what you think is possible. It's the degree of his power towards us who believe. According to the working of his power. So what power? He said, look, the power I'm talking about is the one he demonstrated. Not dissimilar. It's the very one. Working of his mighty power. Yes, next one. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. The power. power that he unleashed towards Christ and raised him from the dead, and didn't just raise him from the dead, follow me, but seated him at his right hand, come on, in the heavenly places, come on, help me, more. Far, everybody say far. Far. Above all principalities and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Give me more. And I put all some things. Can you see the power? All things under his feet, and gave him to be what? The head. Come on. Over all things to? Next line. Which is his body? Which is his body? And see how he describes the body? The fullness of who? Christ. The body is the fullness. So he fills his body. Come on, somebody, are you here with me? Glory be to God in the highest. Go to chapter 2, verse 1. Quickly. Help me. And you, now, can I see the awesomeness? That power. Your eyes will open to see how much he treasures you, what he has called you for, what he has made you to be, and the power, his power that he has made available to you, and he's unleashing towards you and for you, working in you like he walked in Christ Jesus. How did he walk? He gave life. He quickened that dead body in the grave, and he lifted him up. And not just so, he took him, raised him up, and seated him at his right hand. Far! Everybody say far again. No power can compare. That's why he uses the word far. Above all. And has put all things under his feet. And you, he has made alive. Can you see where it's going? Who were dead in trespasses? Quickly, run. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, among whom also we also conducted ourselves in the lust of our... One version says we have our conversation. Uh-huh. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So you are not like the others anymore. I'm not saying it to make you prideful. I'm saying it to let you know who he has made you. Come on, next line. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Come on, next line. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us... What did he do? Similar to the way he quickened the body of Christ. Made us alive. How? So when he made the body of Jesus, when he made Jesus alive, when he quickened Jesus, it was a together thing with us. So what he did for Jesus is not different from what he's done for me. It is together. Made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Next line. And raised us up. Together. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And made us sit. Are you born again?
Yes,
sir. So you are alive. By heaven's definition, you are living. And you are lifted high. You are seated on the throne. Far above all principalities and powers. Come on, is somebody hearing me? So I'm a king. See, God never intended to make anything less than that from the beginning. Genesis chapter 1. Let us make one in our image after our likeness, and let them have what?
Dominion.
Come on, talk to me.
Dominion.
So from the word go, he made kings. So man bungled it. Then he came back and restored us through Christ. And so as Christ was risen, every man that will identify and accept that work of sacrifice, he's lifted up with him. So you reign in life as a king. Ladies and gentlemen, kings have influence. Kings, come on, hallelujah. There are two groups of men on earth, slaves of sin, and kings who rule over everything. There are no in between. There are only two kinds of men. Those over whom sin is reigning, and those who are reigning over everything. Which one are you? You see why your eyes must open. One thing that really has driven me in my life by the grace of God is I admire people who achieve great things. And I said, God bless them. And I said, I don't know how they got it. But my prayer is that they got it rightly through God. Amen. But see, what I don't want is I don't want to be like them through any other means. Because I don't want the success that is not sustainable. No, I don't want. I don't want it. I don't want the fame that's not sustainable. I don't want the promotion that's not sustainable. Because once God does it, it's permanent. It's a legacy. Hello? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You are a chosen what?
Generation.
Come on, talk to me. Talk to me.
Generation.
You are a chosen generation. One?
A royal priesthood.
Come on.
A holy nation.
Come on. A peculiar people. A special people. Now, the second one says you are a royal. Who is royal? King. You are royalty. We can go from anywhere to anywhere. You will discover that anyone who is born again is a king. I said all this want to establish that. If you don't know it, start to know it from today. Now, having said this, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. I'm just going, okay. If then, come on, church, you were raised with Christ, that you are raised with Christ is not in question anymore, is it? Come on, talk to me.
No, sir.
I say, talk to me. If Prince William, for any reason, allows himself to be surrounded by people who are not going where he's going, and allow himself to be talked away and to be taught, and he begins to imbibe the characters, the attitudes, the styles, the habits of ordinary people, or even destitutes, believe you me, it's a matter of time. He'll become a destitute. He will remain a king by birth, but he will struggle with destitution. God forbid, in the name of Jesus. We are kings. Haven't you read in the Bible that he has made us kings and priests unto our God? That's the Bible. How come we don't behave this way? Because we don't think it's real. It is real. The Bible says you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. It's the truth you know that sets you free. If you don't know the truth, you are in bondage. So, if then you are raised with Christ, come on, help me, church. Seek those things which are what? What you seek is a factor of what you know. What you know is a factor of your environment. What you don't know, you can't seek. Now that you know you are above, please, that means that you are going to be living from the throne. No, you didn't get it. All your life you have lived from the bottom. You have lived like a slave. I heard preachers preach it concerning the children of Israel. When they left Egypt, they came out superior. But slavery never left them. They thought they were slaves. God battled them for 40 years to remove slavery from them. It was difficult. Until they wipe them out. Those who didn't see themselves as slaves are the ones that entered the kingdom. You see? Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Let your desires be defined by your status and your position. Verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. I don't know if I'm getting across to somebody here. All your life you thought and spoke like people from the earth. I did the same. That's why the Bible says that we were without God, we were aliens, but now we are different. We are not just like we used to be anymore. And glory be to God in the highest. All his stay on earth, he will always allude to the fact that I am not from here. It was John that was speaking about him in John chapter 3:31. Please help me quickly. The Bible says to set your mind. Hello? What does that mean, to set your mind? Your thoughts. Your thinking. Why you're thinking? Because as a man thinks, if you are a king and you keep on thinking slavery, you always get slave result. Did you hear what I said about the children of Israel? God did everything to remove slavery from them. He couldn't. Their mind refused to relieve it. They died. Because God won't change the fact that they were now kings. You are kings. I say in the name of Jesus, you are kings. That means that what stops people, what disturbs people, what oppresses people, don't oppress you anymore. I say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, that's it. He who comes from above, help me. John was speaking. Can I start from verse 30? John was talking about Jesus. He said he must what?
Increase.
But I must?
Increase.
He must grow more prominent and I must grow less so. John was saying so. By this, he was referring to the diminishing of his own ministry and the rising of Jesus' ministry. He was finishing his own. That of Jesus was rising. Now, the next one. So he will come from above, so that before they begin to, began to wonder that, why is he saying this? Say he's from above. He who comes from above is far above all others. Come on, help me. He who comes from the earth. Come on, talk to me. And that's what I'm going to take there. And yet it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. So if today you have headache, you are born again, you are not born again, you say, this may be cancer. This may be death. I may die. You are thinking like they think on earth. You are speaking the language of the earth. And you know what you speak, very likely, will happen. So you create more trouble. But because you are here, what do you think? When you have a headache, you say, no, this is trespassing. By stripes, I am here. He says, I will not put these diseases of the Egyptians on you. Say, I will bless your food and your water and will take all the sicknesses away from you. Now, what I'm saying is this. One sets her mind or his mind on things above, where Jesus is sitting. One, he's speaking the language of the earth. Now you can begin to understand, keep your heart with all diligence because they produce your life. They produce the nature and the extent of your life. Come on, is somebody hearing me? One more scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. So in other words, you may not see anything changing now, but what I've heard has deposited something. Something has changed. As early as tomorrow, in the name of Jesus, you will see the difference. You only need to let the king know that he's a king. Even the Bible says that if a king is still a minor, it says it's not better than a child. But when a king comes of age and knows I'm a king, everybody will move back straight away. I'm talking to kings here, man. Some people are only affected by economy and politics. But those who know they are kings, they rule over it. You know why we deliver Nigeria? Because you know you are a king. Oh, Shamala. When you know who you are, then what is trying to drown everybody, when it gets to you, give way. And until you are drowned, Nigeria is not drowned. And when he sees you and sees her and sees him and sees them and those in other churches like that, then it's difficult for the devil to sweep us. It's impossible. When will Christian arise? He says, arise, shine, for your light has come. Hallelujah. Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, amplified. Verse 3 now. For though we walk, I like amplified. So some say walk, they're saying just like this walk. No, what it means by walk is that we live. For though we live in the flesh, We are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh. What does that tell you? Living is a warfare. If you don't know it, this passage of scripture will show you. But you've heard before that fight the good fight of faith is for the living, not for those who are buried. You've heard before, war a good warfare with the prophecies that has gone over on your life. So it's a war. Hallelujah. For though we walk, we live in the flesh, that is, I'm now here. We are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. What is human weapons? Earth talk, thinking, all you learn cerebrally, all you learn traditionally, all you learn culturally. They are okay, I'm not saying they are sins, but they are earthly. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, that is, they are not flesh and blood, but they are what?
Mighty.
Come on.
Mighty.
Before God. For the what? For the pulling down, for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Now, I think our churches have taught us that strongholds are an issue. The devil, principality, I'm not disputing that. But what makes that a stronghold to you? Until it takes root in your mind before it becomes a stronghold. A stronghold, nothing. Until it comes into your mind and it holds you down in bondage, it is no stronghold. The next line. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty things. Praise the Lord. Let me read this commentary and I'll stop. Now, hear what Jack Hayford has to write about this. It says, strongholds are first established in the mind. Now see why you should set your mind on heavenly things. That is why we are to take every thought captive. Say, take every thought captive. Behind a stronghold is also a lie, a place of personal bondage where God's word has been subjugated to unscriptural idea or personally confused belief that is held to be true. Hallelujah. You know why that person hasn't given birth? Until we go to their village, the father's village, the mother's village, the husband's father's village, the mother's husband's village, and we'll go and break all the powers in those villages. She came from Ghana. The father came from Senegal. The sister came from the Caribbean. God bless you. You are wasting your time. I'm sorry. There's a theology like that in our time. Ignorance. I'm sorry. So if you can't reach the grandfather's burial ground, they say those are strongholds. They are not strongholds. The strongholds have been tried. You believe in them. That's the stronghold. Warped thinking. What makes them strongholds is that there's a confusion in your mind. Behind every stronghold is a lie. A lie that holds you bondage or that confuses the truth. And behind every lie is fear. Behind every fear is an idol. That you should not worship any idol. You say, why are you reading that? That is what your mind can produce. Set your mind from above. What is above? I am head, I'm not tail. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He whom Christ has set free is free indeed. I am free. What is above? By his stripes I am healed. Glory be to God in the high. What is above? All power in heaven, all authority he has been given to me. Taiwo, go in my name. What's above? The exceeding greatness of his power towards Taiwo. The power with which he raised Jesus from the dead moves inside of Taiwo. What is above? God supplies all my needs according to Jesus' glory in Christ Jesus. I'm a king on earth. What is above? I reign in life as a king. What is above? Is somebody hearing me? So those who say the papa, one papa, one papa somewhere, by the time God in his infinite mercies that answers word, that makes his word seeds, that produces, that will not return to him for it, they bring forth what he has said it. By the time it comes through for you, they will bow. The question is this: do you want to continue to think like the slave on earth being ruled over by sin, or you are ready to reign over circumstances? If you are ready, shout, I'm a king. I can hear you. Jesus came to make me a king. I'm a king. I reign in life. Glory be to God in the highest. Your influence is just beginning. So you know where the argument is? The devil tell you, you are not a king. The devil tell you, you are like any other man. The devil tell you, you will die like that one. That one will happen to this one. Can't you see the plague? Can't you see this? The argument is always over your identity and what you possess. If you are the son of God, if you are the son of, he knew you were the son of God. Are you a king? Every son in Christ Jesus is a king, because we reign with him in life. Don't let the devil cheat you out of it again in your life. I say this coming year is going to be the best that you have ever lived in the name of Jesus. And it's not a cliche. We are standing on the authority of the word of God. If there's a prayer, I pray, I say, God, open our eyes. When you see, you will desire. When you desire, you will have. The Bible says seek, and what? You will find. How do you seek? Set them on things above. It's getting clearer now. Seek first. What is first? Start to think from above. Don't start to think from below. Whatever is plaguing your life today, start your thinking from above. Oh, you know what he said to me? He said, very soon there will be no room for all the testimonies. In the name of Jesus. You say, why? Because it's always been that you don't know. Now you begin to know.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.